In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. God wraps the mysteries of his kingdom in parables. Parables serve two purposes. One, to reveal the knowledge of the mysteries of the kingdom of God. And two, to hide the mysteries of the kingdom of God. The word secret is a poor translation. Most modern translations have this, but there is a difference between secrets and mysteries. The Greek word is mysterion, the word that we get mystery from. Secrets are secrets until they are revealed, then they are no longer secrets. But a mystery remains a mystery even when it is revealed. Think of the mystery of life or love. You can explain it in great detail, but any explanation is a poor substitute for the real thing. Life and love are far deeper than we can comprehend. So Christianity does not have secrets, but we do have mysteries. We explain them and teach them in great detail, but they are far more deep than we can comprehend. The mystery is this: Christ. Christ for us and Christ in us. So in clear and simple language, Jesus reveals himself. He is the key to unlocking the parables and the scriptures. He is its content, but more than that, he is the Word made flesh. In him, the mysteries of God are revealed to a dying world. For in him, we find the salvation of God for both Jews and Gentiles. When he speaks, the kingdom becomes a present reality. For in his words are truth and life. When he works, his kingdom is revealed in creation. So no one can understand the scriptures if they do not understand Christ. They can understand the words, the grammar, the syntax, and perhaps even the Greek and Hebrew. But the word itself remains a closed, hidden book. But once the mystery of Christ is revealed, then you recognize who is present in them for salvation. His parables are never complicated, but it should not surprise us that many do not get them, since they do not get Christ. He must be given. Man cannot grasp him on their own any more than the soil can grasp the seed. By grace, God gives Christ. He is the gospel preached throughout all the world, and men of every nation believe and are saved. It is external. Life is external. Salvation and Christ and peace are all external. They come from outside of us and must be planted in us. This is the mystery of Christ. As Jesus explains the parable to his disciples, it makes sense that man is the soil. After all, Adam was formed from the dust of the ground by God's will and by God's work. And God breathed into him the breath of life. And the mystery? Christ is the life of the world. So Adam was filled with Christ. It was a blessed union between God and man. The Creator dwelt in his creation with a unique, gracious presence not found anywhere else in creation. Man's fall deprived him of Christ. On that very day. And though he breathed air, he was nothing more than a clump of dirt. So the soil is man. The sower goes out to preach Christ to this lifeless world. God must act to bring us back to life. The soil is man. But the seed is Christ. Once breathed into Adam's dusty body, he is now scattered into dusty hearts through the proclamation of his word. Perhaps they hear the word from the pulpit, in the liturgy, or in the hymns. Perhaps at work, at home, in direct conversation, or from overhearing your prayers, your conversations, and your devotion. But the word is the power of God. He is filled with life. We are by nature lifeless lumps. We cannot come to him, but we can reject him. Depending on the week, our heart can be filled with all kinds of obstacles, troubles, worries, lusts, and desires. We are our own worst enemy. Satan cannot rob us of heaven. Troubles cannot steal our faith. Earthly joys cannot deprive us of heaven, but it's how we receive them that causes us the problems. The hard heart rejects Christ outright, or it picks and chooses which doctrines are to be followed and which are to be ignored. But to reject the Scriptures is to reject Christ, for he is the Scripture. The mysteries of God are revealed in him alone. Two of the soils do receive Christ with joy in the beginning, but then something gets in the way to crowd him out. Be on your guard, for you have received the word of God with joy. He lives in you in a mysterious, holy union, filled with grace and love and mercy. It's a presence not found anywhere else in all creation. So do not let life's troubles or worries turn you from him. Do not live for your health, for your wealth, for a good life, but seek first his kingdom and his righteousness, and trust that all these things will be given to you as well. How easy it is to flip it. We are our own worst enemy. Every time the word is preached, your fallen heart wants to reject it, or to adapt it, change it, to make it fit my ideas, my goals, my desires. Those that do no longer understand the mystery of Christ, that he is present for salvation. Yet there is a good soil, a heart that receives the word with gladness and joy. It meditates on it day and night and never tires of hearing it and fights against the devil to retain that word. There is a good soil. A heart that overcomes every temptation and lives for the eternal kingdom of God and not earthly pleasures. That good soil, that man crafted from the dirt who is the image and likeness of God, is not Adam or his descendants, but it is Christ. Did he not rejoice when the word of God was preached to him? Did he not gladly hear and learn it, even though it was preached by inept men? And did he not walk in its ways obediently, never turning to the right or to the left, even though it sent him to a cross? And so Christ is the true Israelite in whom there is no sin. Christ is the true man who walked with God and preached righteousness. He is of the dust of the ground, just as we are. Yet he was without sin. And so he produced an abundant harvest for your salvation. And he, this seed of the woman, this word made flesh, is preached into your heart and you become a living being with abundant fruit. The mystery of Christ is this: Christ for you and Christ in you. You enjoy blessed communion with the eternal God. He is with you in a way that he is not present anywhere else in all creation. His holy life and his perfect obedience are now reflected in your good works. For your godliness does not center on you, but on Christ. He sanctifies you. He sanctifies your work. His love flows through you so that you excel in godliness. Through you, he continues to care for the sick, the poor, the disheartened, the weak, and the injured. Through you, he gives 100-fold blessings to others. Through you, his kingdom of grace and mercy and love and compassion pierces the devil's darkness. Through you, he continues to bear an abundant fruit. It's so simple, and yet so deep and profound. Thus, it is a mystery. The mystery of Christ. Christ for us, for our salvation, and Christ in us, so we bear abundant fruit. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.